It's nearly brand new, but this A350 aircraft has already been grounded for problems with its paint surface. Qatar Airways says there's an issue with its A350s. The Gulf carrier has grounded 21 of its fleet for what it calls surface degradation and other issues which may compromise the aircraft's lightning protection system. Qatar Airways has sued Airbus in the UK, seeking more than $600 million in compensation. It also wants an investigation.
It's unprecedented. We hear this word so often, but for us to be witnessing the very public fallout of what is the largest aircraft manufacturer in the world right now, Airbus, with one of their most prominent customer airlines, Qatar Airways, is something that we haven't seen of this scale in previous examples in commercial aviation history. And it's also escalating.
Qatar Airways has halted delivery of any more A350s until the problem is fixed. On Thursday, it asked the High Court in England for an expedited hearing to address its concerns. The next day, Airbus canceled a separate order worth $6 billion for 50 A321neo aircraft to be delivered next year.
This is an aircraft, the 321, that many airlines want to grab. And I think Airbus know that by doing this, by terminating the order, which is what they said they have done, there are many airlines that will be trying to grab those slots and skip the queue to get those 321s in. Of course, Airbus, in their statement last night, saying that they continue to maintain the same line, which is that they insist the whole issue is something that isn't safety related.
At least five other airlines have discovered surface flaws in their A350s, according to an investigation by Reuters. But Qatar Airways is the only one to ground its fleet, forcing it to borrow planes from other airlines and bring others back into service. European regulators issued a warning last year that patches of the lightning protection system may have been wrongly fitted on some jets, but say they found no evidence of a safety issue. Furthermore, Airbus says there is no reasonable or rational basis for Qatari regulators, who've called the problem disturbing, to have grounded the planes. It's accusing the airline of engineering the dispute for financial reasons as the industry continues to deal with the economic fallout of the pandemic.
It's an unusually public spat between aviation heavyweights. Qatar Airways has accused Airbus of destroying their relationship. The question now is, where will the airline get its new jets? Andrew Chappell, Al Jazeera, Doha.